action with Spaced on July 23rd. Amen Monica brings Arabic Jazz to Kingston on August 7th. And finally, August 9th, you can see Lucero Ben Nichols. For tickets and full information on these and other awesome shows, visit kppconcerts.com.
Emil's Caucasian, coming right out of Kingston, Ontario. This is CFRC 101.9 Queen's University Radio.
Straight out of
Kingston.
Featuring the latest songs from artists in Canada and from around the world.
Hosted by DJs from coast to coast to coast.
30 minutes of Canada's newest music downloaded exclusively from the Earshot's digital distribution system.
You're
listening to Earshot Daily.
Earshot Daily.
Earshot Daily.
Welcome along, I'm Sean Savage. This is the Earshot Daily, electronic edition. This time around, I'll have music for you from CRI, Wild, and Tika. Kicking things off, this is Blue Hawaii with Yours to Keep.
So
This is Canada's Music, Earshot Daily.
Thank you.
way music was meant to be. Earshot Daily.
Savage. This is the Earshot Daily. Thanks for listening. Follow me on all socials. My handle is The Mix Sessions. Let me know what you think of the show. That was Wild with Infinite. Up next, this is Jessica Hart with Soul Faced.
Listening to music from Canada's premier indie music source, Earshot's Digital. You're listening to music from Canada's premier indie music source, Earshot's digital distribution system.
It's 11:21 in the evening. It's 11:21 near the midnight hour. Oh, yeah. It's 11:21 and I'm feeling. And we about to strike love near the midnight hour.
Savage, you're listening to the Earshot Daily. Unfortunately, that's all the time I have for this edition of the show. This is my track Handles on Rinse Records. Until next time.
Bitch, I'm sorry.
Listen up, Canada. This is your show on your station, Canada's Earshot Daily.
Sorry.
have been listening to Earshot Daily. For more information, visit earshot-distro.ca.
Hey, this is Jeremy from Kiwi Junior, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Hello, I am Genevieve Hinch, and you are listening to The Kingston Curator. This is the show that keeps you connected with everything happening across Kingston's art, music, and culture and community scene. Whether you're looking for your next concert, wanting to discover local artists, or just trying to stay in the loop with what's going on around the city, this is the place for you. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Kingston Curator. This week's episode is all about one of Kingston's biggest summer traditions by far. It is the Kingston Buskers Rendezvous. And if you've lived in Kingston for any length of time, chances are you've been downtown for the Buskers at least once. It's definitely one of those weekends that truly transform the city. The streets are usually packed, there's entertainment around every corner, and you never really know what you're going to come across. So it's usually definitely a surprising but very entertaining weekend. But whether it's someone balancing a stack of chairs, juggling with flaming torches, performing some acrobats, or just kind of making the entire crowd laugh, there's truly always something happening that weekend. But yeah, the festival just wrapped up last weekend, and once again, it was a huge success. Believe it or not, this year marked the 36th anniversary of the Kingston Buskers Rendezvous. And for more than three decades, performers from all around the world have come to downtown Kingston to entertain thousands of people. So every July, Ontario Street turns into one giant outdoor stage where friends and family can all spend the weekend taking in some truly incredible performances. And I mean truly incredible. It is just always so shocking to see just the talent that these performers have. They are truly so amazing. But as I've mentioned before in the show, I was born and raised right here in Kingston, so buskers have always really been a part of my summer, and I've truly loved going to them ever since I was a little girl. Some of my earliest memories are walking around downtown with my family and just kind of looking at the performances and being just in awe and like, wow, I can't believe they can do that. So even now, years later, it's still something I look forward to every summer. I truly love the buskers. It is a great event. But one of the things I love most about the Buskers Rendezvous is really how interactive it is. Unlike going to a concert or sitting in a theater somewhere, you're really part of the performance with the buskers, and the performers kind of feed off the crowd in a sense. And so many of the acts bring audience members up to help, so if you like doing that or don't, it's always fun to see it still. And I think almost everyone who has been to the buskers has either watched someone get pulled into an act or secretly hope that they wouldn't be the one chosen, but it always makes for some of the funniest moments because every show ends up being a little different. And I think that is what's so unique about all these shows, all the performers, is that each show is unique in its own way. There's always something changing or something new happens. And that's why I think it's so cool, because you really, really never know what to expect. It always changes depending on the audience, the performer, just the weather, everything. There's all factors to it, all creating this perfect performance, and it's going to be different every time. And that's something I really, really like about it. And yeah, and it's great too, because you might spend 20 minutes watching an incredible show, then walk literally a few steps down the street and find a comedian with a huge crowd laughing, or you go around the next corner and there's a juggler, a fire performer, someone doing tricks that honestly don't even seem possible most of the time. But it is one of those festivals where you can really spend the entire evening downtown and really never run out of things to see. There's always going to be something new. And this year's lineup was another great one. Crowds packed the streets to watch performers like Fraser Hooper, whose mix of comedy and audience partition always gets people laughing, along with incredible acrobatic acts doing an aerial performance, jugglers, and of course, spectacular fire shows. Of course, with buskers, there's always got to be fire, right? But there are
are also plenty of local entertainment, family activities, and a lot of interactive experiences happening throughout last weekend. So it was truly a very busy weekend happening downtown day and night, but I've heard so many great things about it from this weekend especially, and it was such a fun experience for everyone. And I think another thing that makes buskers so special is, like I've said before, it is really an event for everyone. You'll see little kids completely amazed by the performers and then look up and see their photos doing, or their parents doing the exact same face. It's always just, I find it keeps everyone entertained no matter the age. Teenagers are laughing with their friends and grandparents are enjoying the atmosphere. It's for all generations. And even if street performers isn't usually your thing, it's hard not to stop when you see a huge crowd gathered around an act, right? And of course, while we all get to enjoy the performances, most of us don't really think about everything that happens behind the scenes, how the performers are selected, how far in advance did the planning begin, and what does it take to transform downtown Kingston in one of the city's biggest and most beloved festivals every summer. So I can imagine it is a lot of work. But that is exactly what we are going to be talking about today. So joining me today is Sierra, a marketing and communications producer with Downtown Kingston. Sierra is going to be taking us behind the scenes of the Kingston Buskers Rendezvous to talk about how the festival really all comes together, what made this year's event so special, and kind of some of the new activities visitors got to experience last weekend, and what organizers are already looking ahead to do for next year. So, like I said, I've been going to the Buskers for as long as I can remember, but I realized I actually know very little about how an event to this size actually gets planned and what they do to prepare for this. So I'm excited to learn actually a little bit more about this event, and I hope you are too. So without further ado, here is our guest for today, Sierra. Joining me today is Sierra with Downtown Kingston to tell us all about what's happening. So Sierra, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, and I'm excited to talk about the Buskers, but for listeners who maybe haven't been able to attend the Buskers before or not really sure what's it all about, can you explain to them?
Yeah, so the Kingston Buskers Rendezvous this year from July 9th to July 12th is basically just 4 days of like nonstop fun. We have street performers from all over the world who have come to Kingston to show off their own unique talents. Like you said, acrobatics, juggling, fire, hula hooping, all kinds of things, comedy, miming, all kinds of things that you can think of a street performer doing, they do. And they're all in around Springer Market Square and Ontario Street by Confederation Park. And it really is, as I said, just nonstop fun watching the performers all day. We also have things like busker plays in the morning for little kids, artists in markets, and all kinds of just really fun, creative things like that.
Yeah, I love it. And I know many of the Kingston locals always enjoy this weekend, and it has become quite a summer tradition in Kingston. So why or what do you think keeps people coming back year after year?
I think it is a mix of a lot of things. I think the variety of performers is always really exciting. You never really know what you're going to get when you go to see a performer. Mm-hmm. I think the community atmosphere is also just amazing. Getting to kind of have the whole community come out together for this free event, all laughing together and being amazed together. I think people really just enjoy feeling like they're part of something big. Mm-hmm. And getting to see people do extremely hard things that look easy somehow.
Yeah.
I think it's something that keeps people coming back.
For sure. Definitely entertaining. Yeah. Seen lots happening downtown. It's always a great sight to see. But yeah, this year's festival marks another incredible year for the Buskers. So kind of looking back, what do you think has helped it become such a successful event in Kingston that everyone really looks forward to?
I think it's a big part of it is the curation of talent. Our event team does an amazing job of finding buskers from all over the world, mm-hmm. from Canada and the States, but also in European countries and Asian countries, getting to just see these really talented people who are from all over the world just come to our city, mm-hmm. is always so amazing. And our event team does such a wonderful job of having a really diverse lineup of performers. So like you really can never get bored because there's just always something new to see. And I think that's what's really kept people like coming back and excited for it every year.
For sure. And yeah, like you mentioned, every year there is truly something new to discover. So maybe can you chat a little bit about kind of how buskers come from all around the world, like you said, and what's kind of the selection process for these performers each year? Maybe you want to talk a little bit about your role as well with the buskers and downtown Kingston.
Yeah, so my role specifically, I'm the marketing communications producer for downtown Kingston. So I'm the one who's always running the social media and doing updates on our website. In terms of the selection process, that is definitely more something that our event team takes on. But I know from working here for the last couple of years that they're always just looking for like really just like a diverse lineup, like I said, but also just fun people that like you want to see, people who like know how to engage with the crowd, people who know how to bring something really unique to Kingston that we've never seen before. I know the process is very much they see like hundreds of buskers. Mm-hmm. Year. And it's very tough to pick, obviously, because there's just so many talented buskers all over the whole world. But we're really just looking for those personalities that are going to work well with like the process of putting on an event, but who are also going to, we think, are going to really wow the people of Kingston.
For sure. And do you find a lot of the buskers, they're returning artists, or a lot of them are more new artists, would you say?
Yeah, so this year specifically, we have mostly new artists. Almost everyone in our, like, we have about 8 main lineup performers, and most of them are all brand new. We have one returning performer this year who is an icon of the Kingston Buskers, who is Wacky Chad. I think almost everybody knows who Wacky Chad is. He's amazing, and he's coming back again this year. But other than that, it's an entirely new lineup.
That's incredible. Well, I'm looking forward to it. You're making me excited already. But yeah,
I saw some of them last night, and they are just incredible.
Oh, great. And yeah, I know you just mentioned a little bit about Wacky Chad, but maybe you want to talk a little bit about what other artists are highlighted at this year's festival.
Yeah, so we've got an amazing group. We have the Bubble Man, who Ooh. I'm really excited to see. He has this amazing bubble finale where he essentially just becomes swallowed up by the bubble. It blows your mind to see it. We also have a marionettist this year who has these incredible puppets that he makes himself who like sing and interact with the crowd. And it's just, especially for kids, they just love it so much. It's so exciting. We've also got some incredible like acrobatic people. We have Kate Great, who is this incredible like circus performer. She can do these like one-handed handstands on like these towers that are just insane. Like you'd never think someone could get that high. We have the unicycling unicorn, which I'm extremely excited about. He's on this extremely tall unicycle shaped like a unicorn. It's a lot of fun. And we have Sesco this year, who's a mime. And he's also incredibly fun. He just knows how to like pull the crowd in without any words, which is amazing.
Oh, wow. That seems great. Yeah, looking forward to it.
And I didn't even name all of them, so there's still like
yeah,
a ton more.
Yeah, there's still, but yeah, those are definitely, wow, quite a few. But I know this might be a tough question, but do you have one that you're maybe particularly looking most forward to or you're really excited to catch?
Oh, that is tough because they are all so amazing. But I really do think I'm really excited for the unicycling unicorn. Ooh. I love anything that where they get really high.
Yeah.
And size of this unicycle is just insane. Like you have to see it. You wouldn't think that person could get up that high.
Oh my goodness. Interesting. Okay. And yeah, one of the things like you've mentioned before, and one of the things I'm sure many Kingston members, they really love is how just interactive the buskers are for sure. So what makes seeing a busker live so different from kind of going to like a traditional stage show?
Yeah. So I think part of what makes seeing a busker live so unique is that it really is like they put so much effort into creating these shows and creating these characters, but so much of it is happening on the fly. Mm-hmm. It's like you said, interactivity makes it such a, it is like a one of a kind experience every single show. Like you could see the same performer multiple times during the festival and each show is going to be a little bit different because it really is such a, the crowd is such a big part of it and how they interact with the busker is such a huge part of it.
For sure. And I'm always actually been curious about this, but do the performers actually spend a lot of time interacting with each other throughout the weekend? Like, is there events or meetups, or is it more kind of like friendly competition?
So they do. And one of my favorite part of the Kingston Buskers Rendezvous, this is I think my 5th year working for it. My favorite thing is that camaraderie between the buskers. Mm-hmm. There really doesn't seem to ever really be competition. They're never really fighting for the tips. They help each other. They're friendly with each other. They do have opportunities to meet up, like in the green room or at the hotel or at a couple other like little smaller events that we have during the festival weekend. But it is just so amazing seeing how they help each other and support each other. Sometimes they'll even be part of each other's shows sometimes mm-hmm. when they like. And like, I think that is, for me, like my favorite part of working at the festivals, because some of these people have met each other. Some of them have never met. But just because they're all street performers, they have this shared connection because they understand like the world that they live in. And they're just trying to put on an entertaining show for people.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, well, that's nice to hear. I know I've always been curious about that, to see kind of if they really interact or, like I said, like competition. But it's nice to hear that they're all super kind of friendly with each other and just kind of enjoying the weekend like we all are. So that's nice to hear.
Yeah, exactly. And a great opportunity to kind of see them all together is the grand finale on Sunday. It's around 6 p.m. In Confederation Park. And that is kind of the last chance to see everybody, all of the main lineup of performers mm-hmm. Put on one last show. They all kind of do little bits together.
Ooh, okay.
And it is like a really amazing opportunity to see all the buskers in one moment. It's really great. Last year we had lots of the buskers like doing shows together, which was really amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wow, fun. Okay. And of course, there's a lot more happening than just the performances as well. Like you said, there's plenty of family activities happening throughout the weekend as well. So can you tell us about kind of the busker play, the kids zone, and kind of what younger visitors can attend here?
Yeah. So Busker Play is a morning show Thursday to Saturday, 11 to 1 p.m. And that is definitely a show that's geared towards more like younger kids. It's a little less big, maybe a little less fire. It's a little smaller, cozier show. And that's a great opportunity to kind of just like dip your toe into the festival and like kind of just get the day started. As well as we have the Kids Zone in Confederation
yes.
Park. So in the Kids Zone, you can find like a coloring station, a balloon twisting, face painting. And we also have something that's like so exciting called Busker Boot Camp. So throughout the day, there will be little like workshops essentially from like experts on teaching people how to kind of become maybe their own buskers. So there's
Aww.
A balloon twisting workshop, which is going to be so fun, a caricature workshop. Actually, as we're talking right now, one of our staff members is doing a juggling workshop in Confederation Park, which is just the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I love that. That is such a cute idea. That is truly
and
great.
And besides that, we also have the Artisan Market on the weekend, which is a ton of fun. It's on like the kind of the waterfront of Confederation Park. Lots of amazing artisans and goodies to kind of explore there as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so what's featured at the market? So is there more, like you said, like artists and stuff? Less kind of performances and more for sale, would you say? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So it is like a vendor market. It's a chance, like maybe if there's a show that you don't really want to watch at the moment, or you just kind of want to take a little break and take a little stroll, I definitely recommend the Artisan Market. And there's a whole diverse row of things. There's food, there's art, there's local art, lots of like little like thrift and vintage stands. So lots of things to explore there and discover there.
Nice. And also another thing that really caught my eye.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm excited for that. But what makes that event kind of different from everything happening during the day?
Yeah, so I think Buskers After Dark, it is a little different because I'd say it is definitely a little more curated. Mm-hmm. We're bringing in, so the performer for Buskers After Dark is the Toronto's Motion and Glow show. So it is a specific performer just for that night. It's in this one area of Springer Market Square. And it's a little different because, you know, it's an all ages event, but it's definitely a little more, it's like an after dark, right? It's maybe a little more adult, there's more mm-hmm. fire. It goes a little later. It definitely draws a bit of a different crowd than the daytime shows. But it is just, like I said, it's a little more curated. It's a little more specific of an experience there.
Yeah. Okay, nice. And
there's lots of hula hooping, LED lights, lots of glow, and also lots of fire.
Oh, fun. You never have enough fire, right? Especially with the buskers.
At a busker festival. It's like festivals need fire.
It's a must need. Yeah, for sure. And yeah, this festival has been going on for, what was it, 36 years now? Is that the date? Wow. Incredible. Yeah. And have you noticed any kind of new changes or additions to this year's festival that maybe have not happened before or that people should keep an eye out for?
Yeah, so this festival, it doesn't have too many new additions at the Kids Zone and the Artisan Market. They're kind of just like the last couple of years. So yeah. Right now the festival is very much, it definitely looks different now than it did, like I'd say even 5 years ago. Like the Artisan Market is new, the Kids Zone is new. Buskers After Dark is something we've done, I think, just 3 years now. So it's really amazing to see how the festival is growing and the new additions that we can bring into it is always really exciting. We did have... what was really amazing this year, we had our very first sensory-friendly show just this morning.
Oh, nice.
Yes, that was a new addition. We were kind of testing it out just to see to make sure that we could do it properly and do something really accessible for everyone. As far as I'm aware, it was a huge success, so I'm hopeful that we'll get it more in the future. I don't want to make any promises. I'm not on the event team, but it was really to see it happen. It was a great new addition.
That's amazing. And even, making this further accessible, that's truly great to hear. So I'm happy that that was, a new addition. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing to have. Like, it's always amazing to see new ways to bring more people into a festival.
Yeah.
Make it fun for everybody, truly.
Mm-hmm. Widen the horizon for sure. And I think one of the best part about the buskers is really you never know what you're going to stumble across at all. Everything's pretty much a true surprise in a sense, but it's always fun. But for someone maybe who's coming for the first time, what's your advice for getting the most out of the weekend?
Yeah, I would say my advice for getting the most out of the weekend is take your time, walk around. Don't worry too much about planning every specific thing that you do. Be willing to discover something. Yeah. Be willing to be surprised. Like, look for opportunities to be surprised and to be amazed, because you're going to be. And be open to seeing any kind of performer. If you see something that sounds fun and you're hearing laughter and cheers, go follow those, And I would say even just outside of just the festival experience, you're in downtown Kingston. You know, you're surrounded by the best restaurants, the best shops. Like, you're there at the waterfront of Confederation Park. Like, really make a whole weekend of it,
yeah,
I would say.
That's true. And kind of speaking of making a whole weekend out of it, I know a lot of people, sometimes their question is, oh, is it worth it coming back for multiple days? So would you say kind of each day has its own feel to it and there's a difference between the days?
Yes, 100%. As I was saying before, you could see the same performer every day and you still get a somewhat different experience, because so much of it, as I said, is from the crowd and from the like atmosphere of the day. Even the weather can have like a fun little effect on things. If it's a little windy that day or if it's really hot that day. So I would definitely say, it's totally worth it to go multiple days. Don't try to pack too much into one day. Like I said, like, it's a great festival because it's so walkable and you can just take your time and go at your own pace and go from performer to performer. So like, let yourself kind of like slow down and really enjoy the atmosphere and enjoy that festive feeling that's going to be throughout the whole of downtown. And come every day. Like, there's, like I said, there's something new to see every day, even if you see the same performer twice.
Mm-hmm. And I like what you just said there, kind of like the festive feeling happening downtown. And this for sure has become a huge event for downtown Kingston. So what have you kind of witnessed throughout the years where this, the true impact it's made definitely on downtown businesses and the community as a whole?
Yeah, it's always really great to see just so many people downtown at once. Like, seeing crowds of people, it just, as I said, it makes the atmosphere of being downtown so much more festive. It makes you feel like there's an energy that you just don't feel any other weekend downtown. And I think it is great to just have people down here to explore the shops, you know, maybe go to a coffee shop that you hadn't been to before because it's right by the busker that you've been just seeing. Or, you know, take a walk up Princess Street and like go to the Hub and go get dinner and then head back down for like another late night show. You know, I think it's just having so many people down here in such a good mood is always great for the businesses, because people, you know, happy people spend money.
Yeah.
Happy person wants to get dinner and drinks and they want to go find a great, like, you know, gift or, you know, piece of art at like a local gallery or something. It's just creating that festive atmosphere just makes people happier, and it's that happy people want to explore.
Yeah. Well, again, I like I've said probably lots in this interview, this truly is such a great, unique kind of experience for Kingston. It really is. It's helpful for everyone, businesses, just people to get out there and see downtown kind of in this light. So I think it's great. But yeah, putting on an event of this size definitely probably takes months of planning, I assume. But maybe what's something that happens behind the scenes that people don't really realize?
I think something's happened behind the scenes is that, you know, I think sometimes when you think of a festival that is so well done, like the Busker Fest, you think that it's like this very high level operation, but you know, it really is just the team at the BIA, like working really hard, like putting in the hours. The other day we were like making like, you know, just all of us sitting around the table, making packages of like coupons for our busker feeders, which is how we like feed the buskers throughout the weekend. And it's so great too for the marketing team, like strategizing, like how are we going to talk about these buskers and, mm-hmm. and what fun things can we do with the design? Like if you've seen our busker booklet or if you've seen some of the branding for the festival this year, it's just so colorful and exciting and fun. And it's always just so exciting thinking of like every year the festival comes up, we think, okay, what's like the new kind of fun way that we can present this information to people? And that's always really exciting.
Yeah,
it's a hands-on kind of festival, you know, like the people who are planning it are the people who are also like carrying the barricades and you know, it's like we're physically setting up like this huge rainbow balloon that's in the park, you know, so it really is like it's a grassroots hands-on kind of like experience of putting on this festival.
Yeah, it definitely must be nice too to kind of see all your effort finally come together and see all the audiences enjoying the show too, so it must be some relief too when the weekend finally arrives and you can see all that hard work all in one.
I know from like working in like event marketing the last like 5-ish years is there's nothing quite like the post event like kind of come down of like, oh my god, all this work and being it's really hard to like I can't really describe the feeling of like being an event that you helped plan and seeing it just go off perfectly.
Yeah.
Because like it's like one of the most best feelings in the world.
I can imagine. Looking forward to it. And then finally, this might be a tough question, but if you could describe this year as Kingston Buskers Rendezvous, just 3 words, what would they be?
Oh, that is tough. I would say, that is really tough. I have to think about that one.
No worries. Take your time.
Yes. I guess I would say like nonstop fun.
Nice. Okay. I love it. Nonstop fun.
It really is just like you come down and it's just like you're in it, you know, you can feel it in the air.
Yeah.
How much fun everybody's having and like how happy everybody is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today, Sierra. I really appreciate it and helping put together this wonderful event that we all know and love. So thank you again.
Again, that was Sierra from downtown Kingston. And I want to thank her once again for taking the time to join me on the show today and share a little bit more about what goes into making the Kingston Buskers Rendezvous happen every year. And there was a lot of interesting things we talked about today, but I think the biggest takeaway for me personally was just how much thought goes into putting into a festival like this. I don't think many people realize how early the planning starts or how many different pieces have come together before the first performance ever steps into the performance circle. It's easy to show up for the weekend and enjoy the entertainment, that's for sure, but hearing about everything happening behind the scenes really gave me a whole new appreciation for the event, truly. And one thing that really, really stuck with me was that when Sierra talked about the performers and the community they created, I thought it was really cool to hear that they all are so supportive of one another. I think that is really interesting because you'd think everyone with this big crowd, they would be trying to gather kind of the largest audience and there'd be some competition with it. But I think what sounds like to be the actually complete opposite. They're cheering each other on, watching one another's shows, sharing ideas throughout the weekend, and I think that's part of what gives the festival such a welcoming atmosphere. It doesn't feel like a bunch of separate performances. It kind of feels like one big event where everyone is working together to put on the best weekend possible, that's for sure. And I also liked hearing about how the festival continues to evolve every year. Even after 36 years, the organizers are still looking for ways to keep things fresh. And whether that's bringing in new performers, introducing new activities, or finding ways to make the experience even better for the people coming downtown, I think that is such a big reason reason why so many people come back year after year. There's always something familiar, but there's also something new to discover each time too. So after hearing Sierra and everything she had to say today, I think I'll definitely be looking at the festival a little differently next summer. I'll probably still be standing there amazed by the performers, but now I'll also be thinking about everything that has had to happen behind the scenes to make those moments possible. So that is all for this week's episode of The Kingston Curator. And thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about one of Kingston's favorite summer traditions. And I will catch you next week with another look at what's happening in Kingston's art and culture scene. But right now, here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music.